There are dozens and dozens of folks that work on junior livestock show events at the county, district, state, even national levels. And when it comes to Oklahoma, there are a few that really rise to the top, especially those that work both at the Tulsa State Fair in the fall and then at the Oklahoma Youth Expo each spring, helping the young people of the state of Oklahoma at the two largest junior stock shows in the state. One of those individuals, Jerry Fitch of Oklahoma State University, who helps with the sheep division of both the OYE as well as the Tulsa State Fair. Dr. Fitch, congratulations. You were honored last night by the Tulsa State Fair and their folks that put on the Junior Livestock Show of the Year. You've been working this thing, they said, for 25 years.
That is very true. Seems like yesterday that I started here, but we all get a little older with age.
Now, you're one of a group that really works both the Youth Expo in the spring, the Tulsa Show in the fall. Why are these shows important to the young people of Oklahoma?
Well, basically, these young people are the future of agriculture. And I grew up in the 4-H and FFA program. Most of my colleagues that I work with, most of the individuals out there in farming and ranching, grew up in a show program somewhere, and it's where we got our start. And basically, we are building the future leaders of agriculture with every one of these kids that come through here. So it's really, really important to me.
Got a lot of kids that come through, and a lot of them have very little contact with agriculture otherwise.
That's exactly right. And there's a lot of kids that get their start in agriculture through this show program, and they get a passion for it. And they may not end up in production agriculture, but they understand all of the facets, and they understand that basically all of our kids and us as agriculturists, before we have breakfast in the morning, we go feed our animals and take care of our animals. And before we have dinner at night, we take care of them. And that's what it's all about, is learning that kind of responsibility and taking the time and effort to keep the animals healthy and do those things and gain responsibility.
Seems like we've kept our show numbers down through the years up pretty good, even with the species that has been in something of a decline, the sheep industry.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have not seen really much of a reduction in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And the industry itself, while our sheep numbers in Oklahoma pretty much stayed steady, but nationwide have gone down a little bit. But that hasn't changed the show program. And it just it basically leads you down the path that we're using these animals to train our young leaders. And it's just the way that they can gain responsibility. I'm all about leadership, and I think you know with the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Encounter and the things I do with that college group and everything, I'm all about these kids becoming leaders and gaining responsibility, and we do it through the animals. The animals are just a way to train these kids to be good citizens and good agriculturalists.
One question, because we're both kind of sort of old-timers. Have you had some kids through Ag Leadership Encounters that you had earlier through some of these show rings?
A lot of them. A lot of them. In fact, I've been around here long enough now. While they haven't been in the encounter, I've got kids of kids that I advise at OSU that are starting to come through the program. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to watch our next generation.